Broadcasting from the banks of the scenic New River.
Bluegrass Radio from the Ridge.
AM 990 WNRV, Narrows Parisburg.
Good morning. Today we have some special guests here in the studio. We've got some folks from the Appalachian Studies program over at Virginia Tech to going to be telling you about a project that they had last fall that was dealing with the impact of the Crooked Road on Giles and Montgomery County. So I'll just turn it over to them so they can tell you about it.
My name is Will Guype.
I'm Devin.
And Nicholas Robb.
We're just kind of going to talk to you guys a little bit about the presentation we had that we gave to the Appalachian Regional Commission up near D.C. As a part of helping the economy and culture here in Southwest Virginia. So our project was on bringing the Crooked Road to Giles and Montgomery County. So what is the Crooked Road? The Crooked Road, Virginia's heritage music trail, winds through the mountains of Southwest Virginia. The music known with the Crooked Road, by their definition, is bluegrass, old-time, and traditional country music, and is thought to be as beautiful and rugged as the landscape itself. The mission of the Crooked Road is supporting economic development by promoting heritage tourism and Blue Ridge and Appalachian culture. So the Crooked Road is within Southwest Virginia, and it winds all the way down from Lee County, down at the very bottom of Southwest Virginia, up to Buchanan County, up near West Virginia, and all the way east of Franklin County, Virginia. So it covers a big portion of Southwest Virginia. And Giles and Montgomery County are technically a part of the Crooked Road right now, but there are Crooked Road locations within the area, but they currently do not have any wayside kiosks, which are a big part of the Crooked Road. So that was a big part of our job with this project, was to try and bring Crooked Road kiosks to Giles and Montgomery County so people can, you know more about the music here and know about the history of the music within their counties. So I guess the main questions or the main themes of what our project was to collect historical and current information on music traditions in Montgomery and Giles counties, and also evaluate how the mission of the Crooked Road fits into the existing music community in Montgomery and Giles counties. So we gathered our research a lot of different ways. We did a lot of participant observation. We went to, there's a cool jam session that happens at the Blacksburg Farmers Market, which is right off of Tech's campus, right and in between Tech's campus and Main Street in Blacksburg. We also attended jams at Crooked Road venues in both counties. I know a couple people in our class went to a Ralph Stanley concert, and then we also went to the Reed family reunion, which was pretty cool. We also did in-person interviews in which we conducted 24 interviews with professional performers and Crooked Road administrators, instrument makers, and musicians. So the overarching questions of our project were, how does the Crooked Road represent itself? How is the music scene and history in Montgomery and Giles special? And most importantly, how does the Crooked Road represent itself as a vehicle for preserving music traditions versus how does heritage music actually function culturally and socially in Montgomery and Giles counties? So the fact that we were trying to get information together and kind of, you know, archive what was going on in Giles and Montgomery counties, I guess a big part of what we had to do was gather the history of the area. So, you know, Nick and I, we are history majors, so a big part of our contribution as a part of our 7 or 8 person class was to gather the histories. And what we saw was there's actually very little archived on the traditional mountain music of the area. There's really not a lot. I know personally I went to the Montgomery County Historical Society, and there wasn't much on the local music, kind of just on what was going on around Virginia Tech starting around the 1950s. The people of Giles, one thing I noticed, were much more aware of their music history than in Montgomery County. There wasn't a lot archived, but, you know, when you would go to jams and stuff, they definitely knew more about their histories. And then one other thing that was interesting about the music and the history of the music here, and why you don't hear a lot about the history of the music right now, is because this thing called the generation gap, which someone who I interviewed, his name is Stuart Scales, and he performs in the area. He's from Wise County, Virginia, but he performs here now and works at Virginia Tech. He said that there are a lot of older people, you know, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who are big into the music, and then there are also kids, you know, who are, you know, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old who are also big into it. But there's a big gap there of 20, 30, and 40-year-olds who aren't into the music. So there's this big question of, will the next generation be able to pick it up in time, or will it kind of die off? So the importance of our project to the Crooked Road, we worked with Jack Hinchelwood, who is the director of the Crooked Road, who works in Abingdon, Virginia, and we tried to gather more information within Giles and Montgomery counties in order to create the two kiosks that we talked about before. And like we said, you know, we were trying to get as much information as we could because Giles and Montgomery counties are within the Crooked Road, but there is so little archive. Like I talked about a little bit before, there is a really cool oral tradition within, especially Giles County, with their music. You know, when you would go to these jams, you would hear people talking about passing. They would pass down kind of the histories of what was going on. Obviously, they were really big on Henry Reed, and the best place I went to learn about the history was Anna's Restaurant right here in Narrows. That was a cool place to go. A lot of the songs are passed down too. What you hear played is what, you know, a lot of people had been playing here for a while. And then when you go to these jams, you just hear questions like, you know, have you heard of Henry Reed? And then, so if you say no, then they're going to tell you all about him.
Okay. So clearly there's a lot of, historical information here in this area, and there's this great music tradition. And so the question kind of becomes, what is the Crooked Road attempting to do with it? The official stated mission of the Crooked Road is to support economic development by promoting heritage tourism in Blue Ridge and Appalachian culture. But then we kind of found that it also has this secondary mission of cultural preservation. And so based on our field work, kind of what we found was that in Giles County, tradition is passed on primarily through kinship relationships. So musicians might learn from family members like Henry Reed. You might have informal lessons in someone's house, just sort of passing the tradition along from one musician to another through these jam sessions and private lessons, sort of really informal teaching environments. In Montgomery County, tradition is kind of passed in the same way, although Virginia Tech is located in Montgomery County. So the population here is a little bit more fluid, and that really affected the type of people that were playing music and the kind of music that they were playing, and the way that they had learned it as well. So participants in our research cited those jam sessions and the informal lessons and dances as really important catalysts for tradition. Those were the places that people were actually learning to play music. But the Crooked Road promotes formal concert-style performances where there's a stage and an audience, and everyone's not necessarily involved or having the chance to learn to play music. So the Crooked Road is kind of attempting to preserve this tradition, which is really informal, kinship-based. The Crooked Road is trying to use an imposed non-traditional system of kiosks and sponsored venues to embody that tradition, which is really foreign to the way that it actually functions in people's lives. So some of the participants, some of the people that we interviewed, talked about importance of jam sessions and dances and things. And so this is a quote from Lewis Albertson. He said, "You put up a sign that says, 'Lot 4, I'm having a bluegrass jam,' and you'll have more people here than you can shake a stick at. Not just playing, but just come to listen." So it's not necessarily kiosks and formal Crooked Road events that are preserving tradition. It's just the informal jam sessions, spontaneous sort of concerts and things like that that are really the most important ways that tradition is passed down in Montgomery and Giles counties. And then interviewees also consistently cited the next generation as important heralds of tradition. So sort of middle school students picking up instruments was more important to people than sort of informational kiosks on the side of the road or formal performances where you had to buy tickets to attend them.
In an order to promote the and continue this cultural music tradition, the Crooked Road needs funding. In search for these funds, the Crooked Road has met with some local resistance. And as of March 2013, it had given up its attempt at becoming what is known as a National Heritage Area designation after three county boards of supervisors voted against, such as Washington, Wythe, and Russell counties. The argument against the National Heritage Area designation is the infringement on property rights voiced strongly by the Southwestern Virginia Tea Party, as well as many other local groups such as the Virginia Farming Bureau. They linking the National Heritage Area designations to United Nations Agenda 21, which promotes worldwide cultural sustainability. The Tea Party and supporters sees the creation of these National Heritage Areas as an effort by federal governments to control international land usage. In addition, they believe with federal dollars comes federal strings attached. This resistance to the National Heritage Area has resulted in Crooked Road missing out on about $200,000 worth of federal funds from the government. And Woody Crenshaw, the former chair of the Crooked Road, is quoted saying that the money would have gone to support, among other things, the road's youth music education program, tourist marketing efforts, festivals, and administrative costs. Now, this political opposition has put a strain on the Crooked Road's financial capabilities and has limited its productiveness in preserving Southwestern Virginia's music tradition. In addition, through our research, we were looking, it was actually another student, was looking into where the money from the tourists actually went to, and we saw a lot of it was going to a lot of local chains, restaurants, and hotels. So we'd think it'd be a better push to promote not just the local music heritage, but also local businesses as well. So when tourists come down to visit to be a part of this local music tradition, they can stay and eat at local restaurants to help support the local economy as well.
So, to kind of wrap up our presentation that we did in D.C., we kind of had some recommendations for the Crooked Road. One of the big ones was to bring the heritage music to the schools of the area. If we're going to continue this music, we had to, you know, start these kids at a young age. And like we talked about before, there are some kids involved, but also being from Southwest Virginia, I didn't see enough kids involved growing up. And I think it would be cool to see a lot more. I think we could also have camps or community workshops to teach traditional music and bring the communities together to share and learn about the music and its heritage. We can also take charge of the preservation and the heritage and authenticity of the local music. We got to find that good balance between preserving the tradition yet promoting it economically. We also need to encourage the participation from non-white communities in this music. One thing we noticed was that there's not a lot, just in the Crooked Road in general, there was not a lot of, you know, minorities mentioned in the history, even though they are a big part of the history. I can't remember his name right now, but an African-American man taught Henry Reed how to, you know, play the fiddle, and he's probably the most iconic figure for this music in Giles County. The last kind of recommendation we had was make Crooked Road events more accessible for local people, promote the events more within counties, and consider those who may not have computer or internet access.
And so we just want to say thank you to everyone who's helped us with this project, the Appalachian Regional Commission, East Tennessee State University, and the Center for Appalachian Studies and Services, and then the 24 interviewees who agreed to talk to us and who were just very accommodating and helpful. And the venues we visited, including Anna's Restaurant, Blacksburg Farmers Market, Blacksburg Square Dance, and then Jack Hinchelwood.
Okay, thanks. Could you give a little background. So maybe some folks may not know. This was a joint effort that was partially funded by the Appalachian Studies Program and the Crooked Road, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'd also, I think you had given a presentation at a couple of conferences. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this was part of the Appalachian Teaching Project, which is a program of the Appalachian Regional Commission that gives money to schools with Appalachian Studies departments and sort of the region to do this kind of community research and community presentations and involvement stuff. So we had travel grant money from them that we used to go to the Appalachian Regional Commission Appalachian Teaching Project Conference in Washington, D.C. back in December. And so we presented this project there, and our group was about twice as big at that time. And then we also did a presentation just here at Tech, sort of an undergraduate diversity presentation through the university.
Okay, and this is really a really good project because we're being a station that plays bluegrass in all time, 24 hours a day, and also being the grandson of Henry Reed, I kind of have a personal interest in a whole lot of this, and I think this is very important stuff. And I just want to thank y'all for your hard work and doing the project, and thank you for coming in to talk about it today.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, thanks.